afternoon, everyone. Janet and I, we have a little disagreement. I told her that she can use call my name any her own way. You know, I will introduce myself as Gilbert Saint-Jean. But I also told her that she doesn't have to worry about it. My mother won't be in the womb, so she won't get anything on her head. So I'm from the University of Miami. This version of the presentation that I have here, my colleague, Dr. Lee Crandall, who co-authored this, name is not here. When I saw it, the only thing that they've done, of course, I have to blame it on the office secretary, who may have put the next to last version, you know what I mean, because his name is not there. So I'm suspicious what we have here may not be the final thing, but it's close. It's only a couple of typos that you will find and there, and also I saw that in the printout. But anyway, my colleague Lee Crandall is part of that. He's not here, but his name is not here either. I apologize for that. So we're going to talk about gender differences and the impact of psychosocial mediators on acculturation. The difference in the silence of psychosocial mediators of the impact of acculturation of substance use among Hispanic youth in Florida. We know that substance abuse is a major problem in this country. In the Robert Wood Johnson estimate that about $100 million has spent on drug treatment and prevention every year in this country. That makes it the number one health problem. And marijuana is the leading drugs for adolescents. That's the one they use the most during those years. And the effect can be, especially on the young, the youngest one can be disastrous in some cases, can be cardiovascular, mental, and cancerous. Because of the importance of drug use, recently there have been a lot of progress that have been made in the field. And one of the theories that came and been very useful to the field has been the one that put together by Hawkins and Catalano, which is the Social Development Strategy Framework, which said that there are a number of protective and risk factors that interact to facilitate or prohibit drug use among youth. And these factors have been divided into five conceptual domains: community, family, peer group, individual and interpersonal, and school. This is going to be the basis for our discussion this afternoon. Immigrant adolescents are becoming more and more important because of the growth that we've seen during the past couple of decades. We expect that by 2030, about half of the U.S. grid population will be minorities. And among those minorities, immigrants will have a good place because of the immigrant growth rate that we've seen, especially Hispanics. And I think the latest numbers are that Hispanics made up about 70% of immigrants to this country, especially 59% of them from Mexico. And this presents itself with challenges in the communities, and we know all the issues that have been raised recently and the anti-immigrant sentiment that has created in the community, especially small communities that see themselves invaded by these foreigners. But also it presents opportunities because immigrant youth, when they enter the country, immigrant in general, when they come to the U.S. tend to be healthier, tend to come with health behaviors that are more positive than the native counterparts. That's welcome the healthy migrant effect that's been talked about in the literature. And especially for drug abuse, we've seen that immigrant youth report less drug abuse in general than immigrant than the native counterparts. And this is the opportunity for us to keep that behavior the way it is, it prevented from you know, I mean, from going away. So that, and of course, Hispanic being maybe a big part of the immigrant population, especially in Florida, Miami-Dade, where I am, we have access to this data, and we thought that we can look at that, because we think that it been said that with increased acculturation, those youth that enter the country with low rate of substance abuse, they tend to get into more and more substance abuse as a result of the process of change, the stress caused by the acculturation, and also they mixed up with the some of the deviant youth that they become friendly with. And so but also while this has been studied in general for immigrant in general, Hispanic immigrant, there are a few papers out there, myself and others have had a couple of papers that are coming up on this issue. The differences between male and female have not been studied that much in terms of the impact of acculturation on these two groups. And we know that adolescent men and women have different differences in terms of use of drug use behaviors, in terms of absorption and consequences of drugs use, in terms of, yes, recent protective factors that impact that behavior. And we want to look at the contribution of acculturation for adolescent immigrants. And the objective, of course, will be to look at that and to compare the impact for the acculturation of boys to that of girls. And we will use data, the FYSAS data set 2004, the Florida Youth Substance Abuse Survey, which is done every year in Florida. And for every other year, the even years, there is a sample large enough. More than 60,000 kids are sampled among high school and middle school in Florida. And we have the opportunity to use this data since we are the evaluator for the state drug prevention program. So we used to coordinate that survey, even though we don't do it anymore. Somebody else doing it, and the state is doing itself now. So FYSAS is a multi-stage sampling frame whereby the state counties are divided into geographic region, and schools are selected randomly. And within those schools, classrooms are selected, and within those classrooms selected randomly, also within those selected classrooms, all the students are given a questionnaire, administered a questionnaire. And for this particular study, we used the 8,200 students who first self-identified as Hispanics, second, who speak either English or Spanish at home, because we want to use language spoken at home as the indicator of acculturation. The survey instrument itself includes social demographic items and items on ATOD and perception and attitude toward drug use, consumption, consequences, and deleterious behaviors that related to that. These items are organized into the psychosocial items are organized into 32 scales that are part of that Hawkins and Catalano considered as recent protective factors for drug use among adolescents. And the factors are divided into 5 domains, as I mentioned earlier. The variables that we're going to use for this study, the dependent variable going to be past 30-day use of marijuana, language spoken at home, and the covariate will be the social demographics and the 32 recent protective factors. The analysis will be done this way. Before we even divide the sample into male and female, we compare male and female as part of the overall sample. And we apply the same procedure that we apply for this overall sample to the divided sample. which is doing bivariate analysis comparing scores for the recent positive factors between male and female first, and then within the subgroups between English and Spanish spoken kids. And in addition, we constructed logistic models and different six models. The first model, the basic model, only included sociodemographic variables, the dependent variable, and the key independent variable. In the case of the overall sample is gender. In the case of the subsample, where we compare English to Spanish spoken kids, going to be language spoken at home. And five additional models are constructed by the second model is the basic model plus covariates from the family domain, for example, the third one for the school domain. By it will be each model will be a basic model plus one of the covariates from one of the five domains. And non-significant variables are removed. Even though we do not really remove them, we consider them, and even though we have removed there. So that's why I think it's not the final thing that we have there. But anyway, these are the characteristics of the sample. Most of the kids are between 12 and 17. The Central American and Cubans, Mexican and Puerto Rican are the largest group that we can expect in Florida. We also look at family arrangement, living with father and mother, private education. We look at location of residence, which is rural versus urban, and also in between, and also language spoken at home, of course, and also, of course, drug use. More results, the differences using graph, we can see that first, boys tend to report more drug use than females and than girls in general. And within those subgroups, those who speak English tend to report more drug use than those who speak Spanish at home. And for all the different age brackets, basically. And these are the comparison of the mean scores. First of all, we compare the blue. I think the column in blue, the one on the left is the male, the one on the female, and the right is the female. And we see that the p-values are computed and everything with stars had been statistically significant. You can see that for the most part, for girls, the protective factors tend to be, the mean score, the protective factor tend to be higher, and the risk factors tend to be lower compared to boys. And this is the general picture, basically. And for these are the schools and P individual factors. We group the P individual together in this case, and you could see the same thing that again. We did logistic regression to look at the basic model, and so the basic model showed that the male have 28% more likely to report drug use, marijuana use, than the girls. And when you put the conservative factors domain, didn't change much, except for the school. When we added the school domain, which is model six, then the OR changed to a non-significant value. So let's go back to this table to compare within male, within the subgroup, English and spoken English and Spanish spoken groups. We could see that again, what we see is that the risk factors tend to be higher for boys and the positive factor lower, and vice versa for girls. And within the risk factor tend to be lower for Spanish speaking, and the positive factor higher for for Spanish speaking, and it is both for male and for female. But you could see that more. So you can see the difference between girl and boy. I don't have time to go over all of them right now, but in general, that's what came out, basically. And again, we did the same analysis that we did for the overall group, but within group, you could see that for male, when you enter the different domains, and you add them to the basic model, the OR change was not significant for all of them. But for female, you only change for the one. Before model 4, when the individual domain is added, there are implications for that. The implication is that for boys, all the recent reproductive factor play a role, and the impact of acculturation and substance abuse. But for girl, it seems that only the individual domain plays that role. That means that for boys, we have all the different recent reproductive factors can be influenced to positively affect drug use behavior among boys, and while for girls only the individual domains by acting on individual domain will be able to influence to prevent drug use among women. That means that's the main message here. So we think the stress stress influence from the articulation process is the only thing that really have affected girls' change from being less likely to use drugs to being more likely to be drugs when they are acculturated. So basically, this is the basic message. For boys, you can use you can try to influence only recent positive factors, while for girls, only the individual factors seems to have an impact. To be the mediators of drug use, mediators of impact of cultivation of drug use. The study strength is a large sample. It's in a state where a large immigrant population, and the limitation of course is self-reported data, cross-sectional data, etc. Thank you very much.